Great to be joined now by the sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com, Mike Alonji. And Mike, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks, man. It's good to be here.
It is good. It's good to be anywhere at this point, ain't it? It's, as they say. Mike, I want to get into Lynn sports, Lynn High School sports, of course, and get caught up on stuff. But first, I want to mention a couple of articles that you have out in the paper. And starting with your players, the item player of the year for boys basketball, and then the item player of the year for boys hockey. So fill me in on that.
Sure. Well, we named Saga senior Miles Manalese. He was our item player of the year for boys basketball. Had a great year. He averaged, I believe it was 18 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. So a great season for him. We also had a, Had to get a little quieter spot here. We had, so boys basketball, Miles Manalese had a great year. Obviously, the Saugus basketball team had a really tough, start to the year. They lost their coach Mark Bertrand in a tragic accident just, I believe it was 2 weeks before the, practices were allowed to start. So, it was a really tough year for them overall. Mark's son, Joe Bertrand took over. As a co-head coach along with Bill Cahill. You know, they had a tough year, but it was really, you know, a strong season for Miles. He really persevered through a lot of stuff, and we felt like he was really greatly deserving of the award.
That's great. That is great, and I'm glad that happened, that you did that. And, you know, I know Coach Cahill very well, but what an awful thing. And those kids are going to remember this season for more than one reason, that's for sure.
For sure.
All right, what about in hockey?
So in boys hockey, you know, it was kind of a really clear cut for us. It was Marblehead senior Will Schell. He just had an unbelievable season. He led the North Shore in scoring, 30 points total, 15 goals, 15 assists. All of them were tops in the league. Also scored his 100th career point this year. You know, a great accomplishment for anybody. So, you know, just kind of the base. Marblehead had a great season as a team. They were right in the mix for a Northeastern Conference title all the way up until the end. And, you know, we just felt like he was really deserving as well.
Excellent. And, of course, all that stuff is up on itemlive.com. You can Google it if you don't have it, or you can just go out and buy the paper, the Daily Item of Lynn. And other stuff we'll be talking about. But, Mike, I want to start with winter sports, because St. Mary's was active all winter. They had quite a season.
Yeah, they had a great year. You know, obviously three of their four teams were able to clean up in the CCL Cup, which is the, you know, it was kind of a one-time tournament for all the teams, since there's no state tournaments this year. So the CCL schools were decided that it would be good to, you know, have some sort of a tournament atmosphere, you know, in a way. So they decided to set up a CCL Cup. St. Mary's girls basketball, which had an unbelievable year. They finished 20-3. Which, you know, more than winning 20 games this year, the fact that they were able to play 23 of them,
yeah,
you know, in kind of in the situations that everybody was stuck in this year, was, you know, just kind of really a testament to Jeff Newhall, who's, you know, the coach, also the athletic director over there, and kind of the CCL as a whole and the entire administration's kind of making sure they're able to get as many games in as they can. And then, you know, the St. Mary's boys hockey team had a great year as well. They won the CCL Cup. They actually knocked off unbeaten Archbishop Williams to win the CCL Cup, so knocked off an unbeaten team to grab the title there. And then the St. Mary's girls hockey team, which had a great season, had two girls this year score their 100th career point, one senior and one only a sophomore. So very impressive year there. And they also knocked off unbeaten Matanong to win that CCL Cup.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And they got players from all over the place there, of course, at St. Mary's. But they did get a season in, and it was, you know, it was a little controversial when I talked with the other news reporters and stuff on the fact that Lynn Classical did not get to play. And you know, it was a tough year for those kids not being able to play. Now, what's the status for English and for Classical in fall two?
So it was very tough. It was unfortunate for them. So the way things have kind of worked out is, so English and Classical. So we'll kind of break this into two parts. We have four Lynn sports schools that we're talking about here. English and Classical, and then also Lynn Tech and Kip Academy.
Right.
So both schools are, well, two schools are kind of in a different position. So the Classical and English have just joined the Greater Boston League. So they'll be playing with, you know, Somerville, Revere, Chelsea, all those schools down there. And that league on its own, because so many of their communities had issues with COVID this year, they decided that it would be good to kind of reset the entire schedule. So how they did that was they decided that they were going to push off starting winter sports until March 1st. So the other day, schools were allowed to start practicing for winter sports. So the classical basketball teams, the English basketball teams, those teams, the Lynn Jets hockey team, which is, you know, made up of students from all of the Lynn schools, those teams have started practicing, and they'll be starting play on, I believe it's March 12th.
Wow, okay.
And then on the other side of the coin, you have Kip and Lynn Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kip and Tech both play in the Commonwealth Athletic Conference, which did, in fact, play its winter season this past, you know, winter with everybody else. Kip was not allowed to participate, obviously, because of, well, Kip and Tech
mm-hmm.
were not allowed to participate because, you know, they were out of it. So they, unfortunately, did miss their winter seasons. And they will be now picking up right again with fall sports too. So those schools will be playing boys and girls soccer, football, and volleyball. So
okay.
It's kind of a mixed bag going all over Lynn here.
Good job, man. But good job sorting that out for me. I did not. Wow. Okay. And well, that's great. You know. And the other thing is that you know, focusing on classical and English for the moment, because they were in the NEC, you know, and we broadcast, and we hope to continue to broadcast their games, their football and basketball games and so on. But they're moving into the GBL. We talk with both athletic directors. I talk with both football coaches, and they're very excited about it. And it looks like it's going to make a more level playing field for everybody, really, for the Lynn schools, but also for the NEC.
I think that was kind of the big takeaway for everybody. It's, you know, it's no secret that, you know, the NEC schools tend to compete in some sports, you know, more competitively than others. And Lynn, you know, those two sides of the coin don't necessarily match up. You know,
right.
Lynn is great in a lot of sports. They just kind of felt like their matchups were better suited to schools like the Reveres and the Chelseas and the Somervilles and all that stuff. You know, there's a lot goes into it. Obviously, student body makeup is very similar in all those schools. You know, a lot of things go into it, and I think it will be kind of the best choice for all parties involved. Obviously, you know, I'm sure you've talked with the football coaches about this as well. A lot of them want to keep those old, you know, NEC rivalries going. They want to, you know, they'll just be kind of out of conference games
yeah.
as opposed to conference games now.
Right, exactly, and that'll work. There's no question it'll work. So what about English and classical football? What's the story there?
So the way that this new GBL calendar is kind of set up, the seasons are all broken into 6-week increments.
Mm-hmm.
So from March 1st to, I believe it's April 10th, the winter season will be going on, so classical and English basketball will play, hockey will play. And then starting just 2 days later on March 12th, football and, you know, the fall sports, two sports, I guess you could say, will be allowed to start. They'll play soccer, they'll play volleyball, they'll play football.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will have a 6-week season as well, and then they'll kind of roll again right into spring and do that until actually going until, I believe, early July. So they'll be pushing all the way into the summer.
All right.
But that's kind of the way it's set up in terms of, you know, they're going to be finishing a season and then jumping right back into the season kind of 2 days later. Kind of interesting. So, like, basically, the classical English football teams will be allowed to start practicing during the time when the basketball teams are playing their games,
mm-hmm.
kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is kind of overlapping over the course of the next few months.
Well, you know, what's the old adage? Half a loaf is better than none. So they're getting...
Exactly.
Very creative in getting this done. And I think, I know the coaches are going to be excited. And you know darn well the kids are excited. Now, what about let me get this straight now. are you going to do a perspective? You're going to do some previews on the high school teams that we can mention you'll have it coming up?
Yeah, so we're, you know, kind of working through the football schedule right now. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously everything kind of gets going next Friday, a week from Friday.
Right.
On the 12th. So, we actually just wrote recently a St. Mary's football, preview. That was the first, football preview we've published so far. You know, they've got a pretty exciting team, a young athletic core this year, only 5 seniors. So, definitely a lot of room to grow there. And then we're kind of just working through the schedule. Obviously we have, you know, a lot of Northeastern Conference teams who are going to be playing, Peabody, you know, Winthrop's supposed to have a pretty good team this year. Obviously, you always got to watch out for Marblehead, Swampscott coming off the Division VI Super Bowl all those years ago, it seems like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely going to be an exciting year for football, even though it's a little different weather-wise than what we're used to at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, this is crazy. Are you doing this all by yourself? You got any helpers?
So as of right now, we have it'll be me. Steve Krause will be helping out on football this year, which we're really excited about. Dan Kane, who is our other guy in the office, and we'll kind of be attacking. We might have a stringer here or there, but that's the group that'll kind of be attacking the football season.
Oh, man, it's going to be something. Hey, Mike, I'm glad I finally caught up with you. I hope I can do this on a semi-regular basis with you.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Give me a call anytime. I appreciate it, Rick.
All right. Hold on a second here. That is the Item Live and Daily Item of Lynn, sports editor Mike Alonji with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.